Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head. The second Hotel Trilogy, Part 11, I've just had a remarkable discovery. My wife's got a frigging USB microphone headset in her laptop case here in the hotel for the past 3 days that I didn't know about. So I'm recording on a proper, not a proper computer now, a girly Acer laptop. But it's better than the frigging crappy iTelephone, I can tell you. I don't have to frigging stop after 5 minutes in the middle of a frigging sentence. Although I might do that anyway. But I'd rather have the choice of being able to do that or not do it, rather than having it forced down my throat by some internet iPhone mini podcasting service that I've been using. So, it was all for the best. Although, now that you mention it, I don't have anything to say. I've made 10 audio boos in the past 2 days, and quite frankly, I'm all out. I suppose I could talk about the weather. There's torrential rain outside, absolutely freaking lashing down from the heavens, or I suppose lashing up from the hells, depending what way you look at it, because some people believe that we're in hell where we are now. We're being punished for something we did in the past. Maybe you coveted your neighbour's cat or something. Well, I certainly didn't. I have no interest in my neighbour's cat, I can tell you. No, not that I have anything against my neighbour's cat. It's just it's a long-haired cat, and long-haired cats of that nature are not to my taste. I can tolerate a medium-haired cat. We've got a medium-haired cat called Muddy, and she's okay. But no, a long-haired cat, absolutely not. There's going to be no long-haired cats allowed in my house, I can tell you. Although not that I have any control over it. When we used to have a cat trap, that long-haired cat used to come in and trip me up on the stairs and break my neck. I've broken my neck several times now because of this. Or almost, anyway. I might as well have broken my neck because I went through the fear of thinking I'm going to trip over and break my neck now. So I probably created the exact same adrenaline that I would have created had I actually broken my neck in what we laughingly call real life. Because all this, it's all, life is all about placebos. Although that's not the correct term, is it? But no, let's say there's no world here at all and you're all just experiencing emotions. If I experience the emotion of the fear that a saber-toothed tiger is about to eat me, what's the difference between that and the fear that happens if a saber-toothed tiger is actually about to eat me? I don't know. Maybe one is more ill-informed than the other, because if you're actually in fear of something that's not there, you're ill-informed. You're under the impression that it's there when it's in fact not. So it's we're wasting precious adrenaline. Not that there's a shortage. There's plenty of adrenaline to go around. If people started mining adrenaline instead of petrol and gold and all these precious things that are going to run out, if they could make the fuel using adrenaline, I tell you, we'd have the price of petrol will go down during wars because there'd be so much adrenaline going round. You could stick a needle into each soldier as they go about their business shooting people and crawling around on landmines. And you just mine the adrenaline. Have a little tank. It'd be like one of those urination bags that you put on hospital patients. The soldier would wear that. I'm sure they wouldn't mind. And you collect the adrenaline, and that could be used to power their families' cars back home while they fight for our freedom. That's perfectly reasonable. Now I noticed I'm watching the clock here. There's no need to watch the clock. I'm not on a 5 minute limit anymore. But we've done 4 minutes and 4 seconds. I don't know. I seem to be on course for a 5 minute podcast. There's no need for that nonsense. I don't need to be limiting myself anymore. I've got a laptop here that's being kept secret from me, although that's not strictly accurate. If I knew about the laptop, I just didn't know about the USB microphone headset that was available to me, which will be enabled to, which you know what I mean. Suffice to say, no. Can we do a cat song in the hotel, I wonder? Let's see, what will I use? I've got a 10 euro note here. Can I use that as a musical instrument? Let's see. I don't know whether you can hear that, but we'll give it a go. It's a 10 euro note. We're using it as our musical instrument because the hotel certainly doesn't provide any musical instruments. I can tell you, they provide free coffee and sugar and 2 toilet rolls a day if you're lucky. And they clean the sheets and they hoover things. They don't provide any musical instruments of any way, shape, or form whatsoever. And they didn't provide this 10 euro note. My wife left it for me to get medicines for her. That's beside the point. It's time for a cat song. Oh, cat song, cat song. This is a 10 euro cat song in the hotel. Oh, cat song, cat song. At today's exchange rate, this is a 5 American cents cat song in the hotel. That's not meaning to say that it's not worth much. Creatively, it's worth a lot, but monetarily, the instrument that I'm using isn't worth a lot. I don't know whether you'll hear this instrument at all. Is it going to work? I can't tell until I play this back and listen. You can probably tell already. That's the irony of this whole situation. You already know whether or not this instrument is audible, and I don't. This is why I'm building a new Into Your Head studio at the moment at home. I want to be able to record my instruments properly and be reassured as I'm recording them that I can hear them. So I'm going to have a new setup for my musical keyboard that I've just acquired. And there's going to be all sorts of microphones and things to block echoes and headsets and things to stop me popping my peas. And the big machine that does stuff, and another thing with sliders on it, and a mixer, and all sorts of crap like that. It's not for your benefit, by the way, in case you think it is. I'm not spending all that the time and money building a studio just so I can do this crap for you. I'm working on another podcast that will be for proper people who want proper news and information in my local county. It's not going to be nothing to do with you. You're all foreigners. You've no interest in that. But it's going to make me a millionaire. So this week in Kildare is coming soon. I'll still do Into Your Head. But I'll still I'll think of the Think This Week in Kildare audience as the proper audience. And I'll think of you as the people who just come along here and listen to this crap. And they're apparently satisfied. But nonetheless, no. Anyway, I suppose we'll call that the bridge. Oh, cat song, cat song. This is a 10 euro cat song. Cat song, cat song. This is a 10 euro cat song. In the hotel with my laptop on. I'll probably have to get out in the wild for them to do some cleaning if I want the place cleaned on. Oh, on. I think we leave it there. I'll try and fade this out. Right. I'll fade it out naturally by doing it quieter and quieter. Not quieter, that's not the word. Quieterly. That's what I mean. I'll move more and more quieterly until it's faded out completely. Now I'm mistaking quieterliness for quieter and slower. Fingers, you don't need to go slower. We're fading out here, we're not slowing down. We don't need to change the tempo of the 10 euro note rubbing. I'm looking at balls of that now. We'll just leave it. So anyway, there you go. Cat song from a hotel room. Good morning. Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, the second hotel trilogy, part 12. I think this is going to be a 12-part trilogy, which would mean this will be the last part, but I can't guarantee that. It's not set out in stone, it's set out in ones and zeros, and ones and zeros, as we all know, can be changed. If you unhook the O, you can turn it into a 1, and if you bend the 1 a bit, you can turn it into, admittedly, a lowercase letter O, but that could be easily used as a 0. It's not long enough to make the full 0, but that's being presumptive. It's assuming that the 1 and the 0 are in the same font type. But I think that's a reasonable assumption to make, and although I'm not an expert in fonts myself, Frank Nora, the host of the Overnightscape Underground, he knows a lot about fonts. He's always going on, he comes on his podcast and says, hello, I found a new font. It's going to save the world. It's a new font. It's called the Hell Type Widgie Cat, it's absolutely beautiful. Although I saw it misused today on the poster, it's absolutely disgusting. Someone used it to advertise some sort of diet lime coke, and they jumbled up the letters and they used the wrong size. They used the wrong thickness of ink, and it was all wrong. And frankly, as a font expert myself, I'm disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. Frank Norah probably wouldn't approve of this sort of thing, whatever it was I was talking about. But that's fine. He's entitled to his own opinion. He's educated in these matters. I'm not. I don't know what a font is. What the fuck is a font? I don't know. Your man out of Happy Days. He'd probably have known, although he'd have used a typewriter rather than a laptop like what I'm using here. He'd have got out his old typewriter and said, how the freaking hell do I use this? I'm half drunk from all the sodas that I drink in the Happy Days restaurant. I don't know. I should be out chasing women, which is apparently okay in the 1950s if you're in a sitcom. That's what happens with the fonts out of Tingy York. I've come to think of it now in Happy Days, I never saw anyone typing. The waitress would go around with her little notepad and she'd write down what you want. But that's, I suppose that's just a case of convenience. It wouldn't be convenient to carry around a 1950s typewriter. And for one thing, if she was able to type, she wouldn't be working as a waitress. She'd have got a job as a typist. Because typists were very hard to find in those days and there is a high going rate for them. If you were able to type, depending on how many letters you could type. If you could type at least 2/3 of the alphabet, you could expect to get a good hourly rate. If you could type up to 26 letters, then you were considered an expert typist. You knew all the words, and you probably knew the digits 1 to 9 as well, possibly. I can type all the letters, but not the digits. If I'm not looking at the keyboard, if I look at the keyboard, I can do anything. I look at the keyboard now, as I'm doing now, and say, look, there's F8, I can press that, and I'll have typed F8. But apparently that's not what typing means. Typing means you put your 8 fingers on the letters in the middle row, and then you touch type, which I can only do with letters, not numbers. I couldn't be arsed learning the numbers. Had enough trouble learning how to count in the early days of my life. I'm not going to have to go back and freaking learn how to do something with the numbers involving buttons as well. You go then into school and they say, oh, you have to learn how to count from 1 to 10. You finally get the hang of that and they'll say, oh, now you have to learn how to write the numbers. But not actually as the numbers. You have to learn how to spell them. No, you can't just write the number 1. You have to write O-N-E. And this is, you finally get the hang of that, and then they tell you, now that's not good enough. You have to learn Roman numerals. You have to learn B-I, and I-B, and B-I-I-I-I-B, and X-M-X-W-P. And then you have to learn how to type the numbers, which I drew a line at that. I said, no, I'm not going to learn how to touch type numbers. Letters is enough. If you ever need to do a number, it's probably for something boring like paying a bill or doing some banking. So I'm not going to learn how to... I'm only going to learn how to type fun stuff, like writing stuff. As I'm doing at the moment, I'm writing a book, which will come out in due course. It's half written already, and it's not so much writing as editing, because a lot of the stuff is already done. If you consider time as being backwards, then most of the stuff isn't done, it still has to be written. But that's if you're looking into the past, which, whatever way, nonetheless, that's where we're getting bogged down in distractions there. I don't want to get... Oh, they cleaned the hotel room. It's all clean now, although they didn't replace the half-empty toilet roll. They did put in a second toilet roll, but they didn't replace the half-empty one. I should have just hidden it in the suitcase so that they'd leave 2. That's inadequate for my needs. I need 2 full rolls of toilet paper and a box of tissues every night in the hotel room. As far as I can, 1.5 isn't enough. It's 1.25, quite frankly. I'm sure they meant well, though. They said, I don't want to inundate him with new toilet rolls, because he'll feel he has to use them then, and that'll make the poor man sick. But no, there's such a thing as being too considerate. I wouldn't have minded at all if you put throw an extra old toilet roll into the bathroom there. It is a hotel, after all. I know in most of these situations, when you say that to someone, they'll say, what the fuck do you think this is, a hotel? Well, in this particular situation, the answer is yes, I do think this is a hotel. That's because it seems I seem to be in a hotel room in a building that's got hotel on it in that hell type font that Frank likes. And I've got basically it's a hotel. I'm staying here. It's a hotel stay. So yes, I do think I'm staying in a freaking hotel. Well, if you want to, if you manage to argue against me on that in a credible way, then I'll reward you for being an excellent debatist for a pain in the arse. By rewarding you for being a pain in the arse, I mean punish. It's a negative, it's like a minus reward. It's like if you say, I'm going to reward you with minus €7, that means I'm going to sue you for €7. Although you probably wouldn't go to court for that, because it wouldn't be worth the bus fare. If the bus fare is anything more than €7, then you're at a net loss. Not that you're meant to profit from suing people, but that's not... let's not get carried away and bogged down again in all this stuff. Where are we? 7.5 minutes. I think that'll do for now. Possibly forever. This might be the end of the hotel trilogy. In which case, I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. We'll be back with a brand new Into Your Head in a couple of weeks. Brand new studio. Excellent sound quality. New stuff. Loads of commercials. Loads of crap. And the same old me, so it'll be absolutely fucking fantastic. But until then, there's going to be nothing because I'm busy. But don't panic, I'm not going away, I'm coming back bigger and more stuff than ever. So anyway, good morning.